Oh man, what cool music is that, eh?
I love it.
This is Shipwreck and the Zookeepers by ARC NCS release, which is, I don't know what that means. NCS, music without limitations. Oh, no copyright sounds. I love it.
Perfect.
33 million people subscribe to this channel, no copyright sounds. So I'm going to subscribe to that channel like the rest of the world. And should we play one other song? Let me cue this up. I think you'll know this one. There we go. This is an epic version. Another day in the British Empire, and another huge chapter comes to a close. Liz finally said her final goodbyes. Now we're in the reign of Chucky 3. And good evening, everybody. This is the Fakeologist Show. It's Thursday, September 8th, 2022. I'm the Fakeologist. And this is the Thursday show where we talk with the creator of the fastest growing Facebook group in the history of Facebook. And that is Died Suddenly News. That's the name of the group. And we're going to say hello to the increasingly famous Tiago from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
And condolences to you, a fellow Canadian who... I'm not sure how passionate you are towards QE2, Queen Elizabeth. Was she the second Elizabeth? I don't know. Yeah. Hey, QE. Yes, she was. QE2, right. Sorry. QE2 is no longer. Do you have any comments on that to the vast listening audience tonight?
I have no comment. You know what? I didn't even know she passed until I logged into my Facebook just a few minutes ago.
Well,
yeah.
I wonder if she qualifies as a story on the Died Suddenly News, because she was just standing up 2 days ago greeting the new Crime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Ah, yes.
So
yes.
Would this qualify? I think so, because usually at that age, you kind of tail off over time.
So, yeah, I mean, it's she is 96. Was she 96 or something like that?
Yeah, but still, it's kind of sudden for me.
It is for me too. Yeah, I mean, it's
any reports of her health? Did she have long COVIDs, perhaps, or the short one?
It's probably the long one. Everybody seems to be in love with the long one, so I'm going to go with the long one.
All right. So everyone in the British Empire that is mourning, condolences. I'm kind of wishy-washy on the whole idea of monarchy and people that rule over us and people that just assume the throne and blue bloods. I'm more to the negative these days on the idea because I really don't think anyone is more equal than others. But the way the whole world behaves, you'd think that the second coming of Christ just left the earth again. So it's a little over the top for me, but I am fascinated by the absolute worship that people, just the idolatry, really, that anyone can have for one person.
Yeah, I thought they would have gotten rid of queens and kings and princes. I thought that was, I thought we would have been past that by now.
Now, I think did Portugal have kings and queens?
They did, actually. The first king of Portugal was they call him Don, which is King Alfonso Henriquez, same as my last name.
Oh, my God. Am I speaking of royalty?
I couldn't tell you if I'm in the bloodline of the first king of Portugal, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a royal name. That's very suspicious.
It is very suspicious, yes. Yeah, I mean, you never know, right?
So, does Portugal have a king or queen now?
No, I don't think they follow that. I think they got a prime minister, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I don't really keep up with
Portugal. But there's no palace, there's no royalty, there's no pomp and circumstance.
Not that I know of, not in the, in the capital of Lisbon, but, not that I'm aware of anyways, but don't quote me on that because I am not any kind of historian, past or present of Portugal.
All right. So do you feel any affinity to the Queen of Canada right now? Are you feeling sad or feeling numb or nothing at all?
Nothing at all. Absolutely zero.
Okay. A regular day. Okay. Well, we'll see how Chuck E. Cheese the Third does when he ascends the throne as king. I know half the world was watching the morning celebrations tonight. So I'm sure when he ascends, it'll be a big thing. And maybe Camille will get a facelift out of it. Oh, that's nasty.
So is he still with this Camilla? Is that true?
Yeah. I think so. Well, Diane is allegedly dead, although there's a lot of fakeology about that. A Facebook user said the queen died in 2019. I tend to agree. She's probably been gone a while. I just found out today I knew the gematria people, the people that deal with numbers would talk about this. She died today, 9/8/22, because what happened 911 days ago? Do you have any idea?
No.
That was 3/11/2020, which was the beginning of the coronavirus hoax reset. 3/11.
Yes. Yeah.
So true. Do the people that rule over us pick numbers and worship numbers, signs and symbols? I say they do.
I think so. I think there's a lot. I think so. There's a lot of numerology and everything. Yeah.
Because I think humans are run by and attracted to signs and symbols and numerology. There's so much to it. I think that is something hardwired into our brains, and most of us don't know it. But I think it's a real thing.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. I don't know I'm not well versed in it. I don't know the exact specifics, but 333 always comes up.
Yeah, 33, you got it.
All this kind of stuff. So yeah, it's something that makes you go,
Well, somebody must believe in it if they keep doing it. Like, I don't really see the magic, but they must know. Yeah. It's not a coincidence that they repeat these numbers over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's somebody up there and whoever controls what, they're definitely into the numbers for sure.
Yeah, just down the street from Buckingham Palace, I think it's Tavistock Institute that studies the human brain. And those are some of the smartest and most powerful people in the whole world, because if you can get the human brain on your side, you can do just about anything.
Yeah,
sure. Including the whole world to take an experimental biological injection for their health.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy times.
Now, if it was working, then you wouldn't have the fastest growing private Facebook group in the world right now, if it was working. So something tells me there's something not quite working right to the general public, but maybe it's working right to the royalty. So the point of this show is we only have an hour left, so we're going to go fast. I'm sort of treading water right now as our viewer count goes up, as the notifications go out. And the purpose of the show is to call in. It's a call-in show. I'm going to put the numbers on here. Call in and tell us your died suddenly story. We're looking for real people to tell us real stories, just to tell us what's going on out there, how you're affected, if you're affected, if you think something is going on. And quite frankly, a lot of people need to be prompted for their stories, because either they don't believe it or they haven't thought about it. And I asked a friend of mine, I called him after a few months, and I said, hi, he's awake like Tiago and I. And I said, do you have anything to report? And he said, yeah, father-in-law or some relative just dropped dead 3 days ago. Died suddenly.
Wow.
71. Picture of health. Now, we don't know. We can't know anything about his medical history or anything he does in life. There are a lot of reasons to die suddenly, but This was out of the blue. It was died suddenly 3 days ago. So you don't have to go that far out in history, 3 days, to find a story.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, those died suddenly words, they're a major news lately. So, not just on Facebook, but in the media everywhere, all over the world.
Now we are streaming live on the Facebook Died Suddenly group. We only stream stream this show live on Thursdays. I have a show that's normally on fakotube.com if you want to hear more of me. If you want to hear more of Tiago, you're going to have to check the Facebook group, and he's all over the place now. He just got off the line off this call, the VSRF Weekly Update, live stream 46 with Steve Kirsch, who a lot of people think he's doing good work, but some of us are a little bit more suspicious, I would say. But how did it go on that broadcast?
I think it went well. I mean, we just wanted to keep growing the group, putting our message out there, and anybody who wants to join the Facebook group, Died Suddenly News. I think Steve Kirsch has, obviously he has a, huge audience, probably over 1 million people, subscribers to Substack. So it was great to be on there. And, onto the next, podcast I go. I literally had like 5 or 10 minutes to come up to this podcast. I was a little bit late, 5 minutes. I just had to get ready and just grab a quick bite and hit the washroom. But,
that's fine.
I'm glad to be here.
Now you're in demand. I know this. As the weeks go by, it's going to be harder to get you on your own call-in show, but we'll keep plugging. And earlier you were on the Laura Lynn Tyler show, who's a Christian woman that's based out in Vancouver, and I watched that one. That was another good one. I posted on FakoTube, so if you want to go find it, come to FakoTube, and I'll just fast forward here. FakoTube is our platform here.
Putting this,
and I remember that there you are. There,
the show, we signed up, we went to it. He had about just over 9,000 followers. And Tiago, tell me about this site and what you're at right now.
It started about 14, 15 months ago. And like you mentioned, I started noticing all these deaths in the media. I've seen a few here in Nova Scotia where I live. So I decided to start posting.
Anyway, so that's your appearance there. How did that go?
It went good. I just hate listening to my voice. I think my voice is irritating, and I don't even like look at myself on video. I've never watched a podcast that I've been a part of or listened to. I just hate listening to my voice. I don't.
But everyone pretty much is the same, because your voice sounds different to you because it's echoing through all your bones in your head. Yeah, I think we're all the same way. I think we're all the same way. Now, by the way, if this is the FakoTube edition, so FakoTube is where I put my favorite videos just in case they get taken down. If you want to go to the source, I just implemented a new feature. So under the video, it says source, and you can click on the source, and that'll take you to the original video. And I find that to be a useful feature, because a lot of times I want to see the comments in the original video. So there's only 28 comments here, but I find a lot of gold in the comments. So that's why I have the link to the original video. So there you go. And thank you to all the donors at fakeologist.com for helping sponsor that feature. I literally, when I see something I really want on FakoTube, I can dial up the administrator, the author rather, and for the right numbers of Bitcoins, he will fix it or do something. So amazing how that works, huh? You pay someone and they do stuff. Woohoo! Okay, what's new in the group this week?
Oh, geez, so much is on the go. I mean, I had one lady today, her son, 21-year-old football player.
Oh, no.
I believe they were out of Tulsa, Oklahoma in the United States. Her son just dropped on the field, passed away, and it was not reported by any mainstream news at all. So the only people who really heard it was everybody in the group. So it's very sad. They're getting younger and younger. And I think yesterday we had a 7-year-old, the parents put on there, and he died of a cardiac arrest as well.
And somebody on Twitter, I spent a lot of time on Twitter, mainly because there's so much stuff on there. And it sometimes distracts me from doing my other research on the other channels, but I find it a pretty good source, even though they allegedly ban people. But somebody said in Ontarible, in a place in Ontarible, the children are taking home notices about sudden death syndrome or something like that, died suddenly syndrome, or so they're conditioning the children to be on the lookout or not be surprised by sudden death of other children. How crazy is that?
Unreal. Can you imagine that? You and I grew up, they didn't tell us anything about children, you know, dropping dead on a soccer field or football field. It's incredible to me. And you know what? Unfortunately, it's going to accelerate here in Canada. Wait till October when hockey season opens.
Oh, right.
And these young hockey players, I think you're going to hear a lot of them dropping, young players dropping dead. So it's not surprising me. It's just getting faster. It's accelerating even more. You're hearing it more and more and more.
Here it is. Place now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This came home today in Burlington, Ontarible. Nothing to see here. Sudden arrhythmia death syndrome, SADS. SADS refers to a variety of cardiac disorders, which are often genetic, which is fake, and undiagnosed, that can be recognizable for sudden cardiac death in young, apparently healthy people. Fainting or seizure during, after physical activity, or resulting from emotional and excitement, emotional distress, or being startled can be a warning sign of sudden arrhythmia death syndrome. You're a paramedic, a former paramedic in Ontarible. Can you just tell us what a sudden arrhythmia is?
Generally speaking, can they happen, before all this started? Yeah, they can happen. You can have some sort of a congenital defect, mm-hmm. a cardiac anomaly, as they call it, where you were born with it. Something's wrong with the rhythm of your heart. That can happen. It's not a mystery, but the problem here is that the growing increased pace that we're seeing this at, where you're everybody all over the world is reporting these youngsters, just dropping. That's not normal. Young people, for the exception, for that minor, very minute exception, for the most part, young children, teenagers should not be dropping on a football field or a soccer field. And to have a notice like this, in Ontario, Canada, it's very sad. And what they're doing is they're psychologically priming the students, but they're also priming the parents. So if it happens, they're not surprised.
Now, as a paramedic, did you ever attend such a situation? Before, well, you were a paramedic before the great coronavirus thing was started.
The only time that I, as a paramedic in Toronto, went to these calls where these young people, young adults were dying. Usually, it was drug induced related. So, for example, if somebody snorted a few lines of cocaine and then cocaine starts messing up with their heart rhythm. They can have a cardiac arrest. They can die. Certain other drugs can do that. So in those scenarios, not surprising. But to have like a totally healthy young adult just dropping dead on a football field, I have never in my career, went to a call like that pre-COVID.
I guess if you ever went to a sporting event as a paramedic, it would be for a broken bone or something to that effect.
Generally it's a dislocation or a hockey player, let's say, for example, or a football player who had a concussion, something along those lines. Your normal everyday, bumps and bruises and broken bones and stuff like that, but not like, an actual death where the youngster dies on the football field. It's incredible. I've never in my whole life, never have I attended a call like that ever.
Oh, and conveniently, we have a new website in Canada, SADS, the Canadian SADS Foundation, Canadian Sudden Arrhythmia Death Syndrome, SADS Foundation. Who started that? Whose money is behind that? We need to look that up. Who put this website up? Not the government. So who's behind this sucker? Oh, you could donate. Let's see. Let's spend $10 billion in research and not find out what causes it. Like all the other researchers. Unbelievable. But it says it was established in 1995. Well, I've been around a while. I don't remember that.
Me neither. That's the first time actually I've ever heard they even had a website. like that. It's you and I can walk down there, or, you know, we can go down and into their head offices there and tell them, listen, you don't need to be, you know, dumping $10 million into research. We can tell you why they're dying young. It's not, you know, it's not a mystery.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, just, I remember just before COVID, and by the way, the phone lines are open, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. If you contact, you can contact me on Skype at Fakeologist. So that's three ways to get a hold of me. I'm on Discord as well, fake11.com/Discord, if you want to slide into there. Everyone remember Discord? You can do that. So we have lots of ways to get through. Call in, tell us your story. Don't be shy. Last show, everyone called in at the last minute. So it's just as we're trying to pack up and leave, the phone lines lit up and we had a hard time getting to everyone. So if you can, if you want, if you're interested, call in now. Otherwise, you'll just be listening to me and Tiago go back and forth. But before COVID's, I was starting to get excited about a program where they were putting defibrillators all over the place. And what it was is somebody created an app, some foundation created an app. So what you would go around and document in your workplace or your school or even your home where there was a defibrillator. Oh, that's a hard one to say. Defibrillator. And I thought it was a great idea because a lot of big buildings and warehouses and office towers, they have defibrillators, but most people don't know where they are. So it's one thing to have them on the property, but if nobody knows where they are, you only got 3 minutes to find it and hook it up. So I actually thought that was a really cool program. And I was actually, when I was going about my business, I would say, do you guys have a defibrillator? And you could add it to the app and they would verify. I thought it was a really cool idea myself.
Yeah. I mean, but that's not suspicious when you have a defibrillator in an office building mm-hmm. with a whole bunch of adults and, you know, a certain percentage of them are unhealthy.
Right.
But, you know, to go install defibrillators into like primary school and high school was kind of, I don't know, that's a little macabre and weird to me, but it is what it is. And it's happening at an increasing rate.
Would a defibrillator, would it help in a SADS case where someone was experiencing what's the word? I've already forgot it. Atrial, what is it called?
Defibrillation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the defibrillator is,
arrhythmia. Arrhythmia. That's the word.
Yeah. It's to bring back the, you know, obviously the patient's pulse and, heart rhythm, but, In situations where we have asystole, where, you know, it's flatline basically, that's a hard one. You know, usually, ventricular tachycardia, VFib, then yes, then we can definitely shock depending, on the level of paramedic that you are here in Canada. But, usually these SADS cases, they go right into asystole and,
that's flatline, right?
Yeah, they flatline and it's virtually almost impossible to bring them back. I think I've had my whole career one or two patients come back from being asystolic. So it's
is that a time thing that just too much time has passed? So if somebody passes out and there's a defibrillator nearby, say on the sidelines, and you rush it out to the field, would there be enough time to jumpstart that heart, or is it a time thing where if 30 seconds
quicker the better, but I have seen, I had one lady one time I was putting her into the back of the ambulance and she was looking at me,
right,
you know, talking regularly. Her daughter was there. Her daughter said, well, I'm gonna get in the car, I'll meet you guys at the hospital. The lady's talking to me, all of a sudden her eyes roll back,
right,
she's not breathing. I threw the defibrillator on her right away to see what rhythm she was in, and she was in asystole right away, right to asystolic,
right.
And that was like within 30 seconds of her rolling her eyes back.
And could you do anything? Did anything happen?
No. No, I mean, I gave her drugs. You give her a round of drugs, epinephrine, lidocaine, and all this kind of, you go through a cardiac arrest procedure protocol, and you go through all the steps. But generally when it happens like that, they're an older person. They're in asystole. It's you're grasping at straws.
Really? My God. So do you think all these, so most arrhythmias are asystolic? They
not, Not most. No, not, well, not most. I mean, you do, you know, I have been on scene where they're in, you know, VTAC, VFib. You know, they still have some sort of a, you know, electrical conductivity there in the heart. So that makes it better. That's a little bit better. And then we can, you know, we can shock them, and hopefully I think it's at 360 joules on the defibrillator. So we give them three rounds of shocks, give them drugs, three more rounds of shocks, keep going until they get to the hospital. So it's, you know, it's not good. You know, more often than not, they die. When you're asystolic, it's even worse, right? Because it's not really a shockable rhythm. So,
interesting. I had no idea. Yeah. But anyone can have an arrhythmia where your heart's just beating poorly. Is that right? Yeah. Or just speeds up?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have it. It's no big deal. They got to take care of themselves, eat right, exercise. Mm-hmm.
If you see a pretty girl, can you go into a heart arrhythmia as well?
I don't think so, but
you know how your heart speeds up.
Yeah, no, absolutely, but I don't think so. But you know, usually these cardiac anomalies, they were born with them. They've had maybe some drug addiction in the past, cocaine induced.
Right.
Let's say, for example,
is so cocaine a big thing to screw up your heart? I've never done it.
Oh,
never.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Definitely.
How do you?
It's a sympathomimetic drug, right? So it increases your blood pressure, your heart rate, and all that kind of, you know, dilates your pupils, and it's not good. It's not good for your heart because it messes with the ST node, which is conducts the electricity in your heart, right? And it messes that up, and it can give you an arrhythmia.
Why do people like it so much? What is it doing to you? Besides speeding up your heart, and what does it do?
Well, it's addictive. It's an addictive substance, right? It comes from the coca leaf, right in Colombia and Peru. And it's a, you know, very addictive substance that they like and they take, and they're physically addicted to it. It's, you know, from the people that I've talked to, it's hard to get off of, and it's very sad. It's a sad situation. But cocaine can cause, and methamphetamine can cause havoc with your heart. Absolutely.
So I can imagine the SADS people are going to start saying, oh, all of a sudden everyone must be taking cocaine.
Yeah, or, you know, it's just, they make up any excuse, right? Yeah. They're going to make up any excuse to try to hide it. You know, he did this or he did that. That's why, you know, this person died of SADS. It's crazy.
Are the people on the diet suddenly group putting two and two together? We know what the two and two together is. We're not really going to be talking directly. We use carnival language here. So when you refer to the you say quack. On my regular show, I don't use any cover carnival words, so I have to be careful. So if you call in tonight, you have to make sure you use the proper words like quack and what else can you remind?
Quack,
the good
carrot,
listenership.
Carrot, pineapple.
Tea. I love tea.
Tea. Yeah, have a cup of tea, you know, two cups of tea, three cups of tea. So, you know, just, you know, use carnival talk. And because this video, this podcast, you know, we're gonna pin it to the featured section for anybody who wants to listen. And if they're not listening now, maybe when they come home from work or wake up, depending on where you are in the world, absolutely.
Okay. Wow. The stories never end. Are you able to keep up? How many people a day are joining?
Right now, I think I checked my analytics the other day. Like, I think it was yesterday or this morning. I forgot when I checked it. Roughly 12 to 15,000 new members in a 24-hour period every day, roughly.
And how do you keep up with you? Do you have to approve each individually, or are you just letting most of them fly in?
No, Facebook has a kind of like a robot that you can I think it's called the admin assist or something like that, and it lets you, you know, you can put the parameters on there of what you want, and then it'll do it automatically.
Okay. And do you approve every customized post or every
yeah.
So that must take you time. So you have to actually read them and see what's in them.
No, I just basically scan them and just make sure that those keywords and key phrases, and there's no there's nothing being mentioned in terms of alternative therapies. That's the big thing, right? So no detox talk, no shedding talk, none of that. We don't take no videos, no BitChute, Rumble videos, YouTube videos, nothing like that. Nothing gets accepted like that.
Okay. And are you still working on your other platform with Velocent?
Yeah, well, I'm collecting. We set up a GoFundMe account, and Velocet's not cheap. You know, we gotta pay the guy, and we set up a GoFundMe and a GiveSendGo and raise some money, and you know, help him out. And
where is that GoFundMe?
It's right on the Die Suddenly News
featured
feature section there.
Okay,
yeah, featured, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see how it's doing. Everyone help him out. There's Give, Send, Go. Oh, you've got a Give, Send, Go now.
Yeah, I put one up there, and it was totally my mistake, actually, when I put the GoFundMe. I didn't even I totally forgot about the whole trucker fiasco with GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So that was my fault. That was totally, I totally dropped the ball on that one, and then I just created the Give, Send, Go, because a lot of people, and rightfully so, didn't want to do business with GoFundMe.
So is the GoFundMe still going?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but you know, you have a segment of population that still deals with GoFundMe. So I just left both of them up there.
Okay. So Give, Send, Go. Looks like you got something recently, as in 54 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And so you're at 1282. You want to raise 25,000 Canadian, which is not very much in US dollars. And on the GoFundMe, you've got 2465 Canadian. So, all right, you got some donors. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, every little bit helps, and you know, people are always scared about the Facebook group going away and getting banned and all that. Well, I mean, this is really, this is the answer, is to have your own platform like Tim has here on this podcast, and then they can't do anything. You can do whatever you want.
You've got lots of $100, so good for you. Lots of anonymous. Lots of people don't want to have their name. As you said, the trucker story scared them off, which is really crazy what happened here in Canada.
Yeah, that was totally my mistake. I thought about it after, when people started asking me for Give, Send, Go, and then I went back. I said, oh, yes, okay. And then I remembered it was the whole trucker fiasco and with GoFundMe, and I was like, oh man. And yeah, it was totally my fault. I dropped the ball on that one for not creating a Give, Send, Go at the same time.
So I'll put a link to the Give, Send, Go. That'll be show note number one, and I will also put a link to the Died Suddenly News group, and that's show note number two. That's under announcements there, so you can join in. If you're listening now, chances are you're already in the group. But if you're just listening on FakoTube, which is my platform, if you found FakoTube, then there will be links in the show notes as well. And let's take a look at the FakoTube chat real quick. And nothing really there. We've got a few guys commenting back and forth there. Al Cool says COVID-19 is certificatio of vaccination identification. Yeah, we've been talking about this for so long that, yeah, we've come up with that decoding as well. Mm-hmm. And looks like I have a pretty good crowd in FakoTube tonight. I really appreciate all you guys for finding FakoTube, and all your chats turn into comments automatically in the FakoTube video. I think YouTube does the same thing, but I'm not on YouTube right now. I am promoting the FakoTube platform, which has 20 people. So, Diego, you always draw a crowd, which is cool. And on the Facebook, we're a little low today, 73 people here. Do me a favor, anyone on Facebook, just put I don't have your name on the chat here. I know it's in Facebook, but just put where you're from, if you don't mind, in the chat. Just put where you're from, give us a wave, and just tell us if you have a connection to Died Suddenly, if you know anyone who's died suddenly. You don't have to put the story, just put, I have a connection, or yes. And that'll give us an indication of who's listening tonight and who's where you're from and what you guys are experiencing out there. Because I know what we're experiencing, but I want to hear what's going on out there. I think every country might be different. So here we go. I don't have the name, so I'm just going to say we got New Zealand, Minnesota, Virginia, Northwest Georgia. If you're from the USA, you can get a little more detailed than that. California, Tennessee, Indiana, Australia, Missouri, London, Ontario, New York. New York knows three jabs. They know three people. Okay, Seattle, Bainbridge Island, British Columbia, Canada. They don't know anyone personally. And Saskatchewan, Canada. We're in Canada. You can give cities too. Kansas. Here's someone from Canada. Okay. Come on, nice. Man. Narrow it down a bit. Rhode Island, Ontario. Good evening from FLA, Florida. Someone's from New Zealand, but they don't know anyone who's died yet. London, Ontario. Someone says, I must read this. Well, I'm doing a show right now. I can't just read this. Hopefully it's not an advertisement. North Bay is checking in. All right. So we could just read names all night. Vernon, British Columbia. I think that's a redo. We love Vernon and the Okanagan there. I've been to Vernon. And on my cross Canada tour, Barry is calling and checking in tonight. What else we got here? I'm wondering if we, can you give us some of the stats on Died Suddenly? Can you give us the breakdown, male, female, some indication of age?
Yeah, I mean, it's typically the analytics for Died Suddenly News. It's 90%, it's gone up to 90% women.
Whoa. Men. Whoa, yeah, whoa, that's off the charts.
It is. It's. I'm like shocked when I seen it the other day. I was like, wow, it's like 89.
Yeah.
It changes every day, right? So it's like 89.3 or something.
I told you Facebook is for middle-aged to older women. I think they own Facebook in terms of...
It's possible. I don't know, but I was like blown away by those statistics. I thought, you know, it wasn't going to be as high as many women on the group, but they're killing it on the group. It's the vast majority.
Why do you think that is? Why are women reporting in? Because do you think it's affecting women more or men more? Or?
That's a great question. I really don't know. I have no idea. Maybe I have no idea. I mean, I could only speculate, but it's great to see the women out there and full force. And, the men seem like they're sleeping a little bit. They're a little timid, or I don't know what what the situation is exactly with them.
But men don't want to admit if they make a mistake, maybe.
That's true.
Mexico, Saskatoon, Barrie, Sydney, Australia. This person says, I don't know anyone who died, but I lost all friends when I wouldn't get quacked. Yeah. So you don't lose people to injury or death. You just lose them as friends. Yeah. I think everyone can identify with that. Currently in Japan, still too many people here. Seattle, pray they will wake up. It's okay. You know, people will wake up if they want. Kawartha Lakes. I've been a member forever. And yes, we do. 47-year-old, mom of four, household of eight purebloods. Oh, so they know somebody. That's terrible. That's too young, 47. And prayers for everyone, this person says. That's very nice. Crazy.
Unreal.
But we're still waiting for calls. Yeah, we're still waiting for phone calls. You know, the first person to call is going to set off a tidal wave.
Probably.
And Diego does have a hard out tonight. He has something to do. He's probably been busy as well doing these shows, and it does get tiring. 902-400-1984. That's a local number in Nova Scotia, by the way. I think it's Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, number.
Oh, yeah. Yarmouth, yeah.
Wherever that is. And 810-666-1984. What's the mask situation where you are? What are you seeing?
The what? Sorry.
What's the masking situation? Is it still?
They're getting better. I'd say now at this stage we're 70% non-mask and 30% are still masked up, even walking on the sidewalk by themselves or driving a car by themselves. So it's still there. That's probably never going to go away for many years.
Kentucky, USA, two died, several injuries. I'm wondering if it's, if the U.S. is getting whacked a little harder than Canada.
It certainly seems that way. Yeah.
I really do. What, and who knows why? Do you think they get more of the hot ones? Oh, here we go. We've got Viking Helga calling in. Hello, Viking Helga. Uh-oh. That's funny, huh? Wow, they're really, Viking, your sound is being chewed up into the meat grinder. I'm going to hang up, call back. When you call back, you might get another circuit. So call back. That was funny. And somebody here never wore the mask. Here we go. Let's try again. Hello, Viking Helga.
Hi.
That's better.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's good. It sounded like you were in a meat grinder.
Sorry. It must have been the equipment here. I just wanted to help you out and call so that other people maybe lose the fear of calling. Really quick.
Thank you.
Just to say hi. And also, I've done some calculations here. Of 18 people I know in friends and close family, and 9 of them quacked and 9 of them non-quacked.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you to use the right words, but I don't tell you anything. You know what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, I was listening that we can't say anything. So from the 9 people that were quacked, 3 of them now are dead.
Whoa.
Yeah. And 3 of them are really sick. I mean, one has cancer. The other one has a heart problem and had to put in a pacemaker. And he's in really bad shape. And
how old are they? Are these people older or younger?
The 3 people who died were older, but they were very well before they got quacked.
Right.
And they deteriorated really, really quick. Oh, wait, I forgot. 10 people and 4 dead. Sorry.
Oh my God. That's a very high percentage. I can do quick math. Let me think. 40%.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy numbers. Crazy odds.
Yes. And the sick ones, one has this heart problem, very serious heart problem. The other one had a problem with, I think, the gallbladder or something, but she got operated and seems to be fine. And the third one has cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Bladder cancer, very bad.
God, that's
very,
a bad
very
one.
Bad. Yeah, not good odds at all. Oh, and God. From the 9 people I know, close people that are not quacked, only one of them died, but he was really, really old and was already very, very sick. And the other ones, they don't even have got a cold in these 3 years. So it's very, very different odds.
And so you're calling in from São Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah,
you're on the other side of go ahead.
Yeah, and one more thing. Today is the first day that masks were totally dropped by the government.
Wow. In Brazil, the whole country?
Yeah, in the country. In São Paulo state.
Okay.
Because we didn't have to use them anymore. They weren't mandatory anymore for a long time. But since they were mandatory in buses and trains, a lot of people kept using them, even in parks or in the middle of the street, which is ridiculous. I stopped the first day they didn't harass me in a store. And when they had them in stores, I never went to stores anymore or shopping malls anywhere. I just went to buy things that I couldn't live without. And I said that to them, to all the stores. I said, when you drop this ridiculous thing, then I come back. Yeah. Otherwise, I won't buy anything anymore. So, but the now that we don't have to use them in buses or trains, mandatory, I mean, I'm really curious to see if people stop with the mask madness. Because we still have people using masks, especially Japanese people, which I find really interesting. In São Paulo, we have a lot of Japanese people, and they all wear masks, all of them.
Wow, Japanese, not Chinese? I didn't think the Japanese were leaving Japan the way they used to.
Well, I don't know. I there could be also Chinese. I don't know. But
yeah, I'm guessing Chinese. Yeah.
But here where I live, there are a lot of Japanese people. And I know them because I live here for a long time. I know they are Japanese. And they all wear masks. It's really interesting that they just do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe they're more compliant. Yeah. Viking Helga, are you on the Died Suddenly group?
No, I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Oh, you're not on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, since I was attacked on Facebook, I left and never came back, which was good. It was it's a weird situation in Facebook. After I left, I realized three people in my friends, from my friends group were already dead and I never knew.
Wow.
Here's one from Claire Finch. My sister-in-law, 41. My auntie, 52. My step-granddad, 81. All sudden, all had quack. Super fit and healthy. My heart is breaking. Hear that a lot. 37-year-old daughter died suddenly in May. Autopsy said heart inflammation, blood clot. Wow.
Unbelievable. They're everywhere. All over the place.
Are you, Diego, do you talk to, or are you in any paramedic groups? Are you getting any latest info from wherever you worked in the past?
No, I'm not in any groups. I speak obviously to former work colleagues of mine. So they're seeing tons of heart attacks. In fact, one of the hospitals, I forgot which hospital in Ontario, they ran out of, warfarin, Coumadin. So
with
blood thinner for stroke. Yeah, they ran out.
It ran out. So,
they ran out. Yeah, they have to wait for, I guess, the next shipment. So they didn't have any. And that's a drug for thinning your blood, right, for strokes. So.
Right. I guess anyone who's on blood thinners and takes the quacks might have a better chance of no clots.
It's possible, yeah.
I know my dad's on blood thinners because he's got an artificial piece in his body to key. So he's on it all the time, and he checks his thinning level all the time. Yeah. So I'm guessing that I'm guessing he's quacked, but I'm sure he is actually. How many, I don't know. I don't ask these things. I find these personal questions. I don't want anyone to ask me, so I don't even ask them. I'm guessing it's the full number.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that's a worry. My quacked 81-year-old mom passed out in the kitchen last week and fell and hit her head. So yeah, when you go down, when you pass out, you hit your melon on the way down or hit the floor, that could be lights out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's insult to injury. Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
So it may not be from a clot per se, but if you just have a minor thing and you get dizzy or you have an arrhythmia and you go down, it could be landing on the floor.
Yeah.
Whacking your head. That's the big thing, a concussion, that kind of thing. Yeah, Viking Helga, I was talking to you earlier just by email, and we were looking at pictures. And actually, if you want to say something to Tiago, don't forget Tiago speaks Portuguese. If you have some Portuguese words, you can exchange
them. Yes, and he speaks beautiful European Portuguese, which I like very much. It's really delicious to hear.
He doesn't speak Canadian Portuguese? What do you mean? Or Nova Scotia?
My Portuguese is, I need some work about my Portuguese. Muito obrigado, senhora.
Wow. See, it's beautiful.
Wow. That
De nada,
was.
É muito bonito.
Thank you.
Well, Tiago, you got a place to go in Sao Paulo, I think, now.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe you can all come over.
That might be my next destination. Brazil's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful country.
And
our president is trying to keep us afloat. I don't know if he will manage it, but we have a really bad Supreme Court. But I don't want to take any time from the issue today. I just wanted to call in to see if people want to participate. So thanks for having me. I will clear out the lines so you can have other people calling.
No, don't worry. I don't know what happens if someone else calls in on Skype while the line is in use, actually. I have phone lines open, 902-400-1984, 810-666-1984. I don't know what happens. I don't know if anyone's trying to call me on Skype. I'm guessing I'd get a little message or something, but I don't usually use... Yeah, you get a message if someone's calling in at the same time?
Yeah,
I don't use Skype a whole lot. So I don't mind hearing from you, but your Bolsonaro guy is getting crowds. Is that hundreds of thousands of people in these pictures?
Millions.
That's millions? That's what millions look like. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because in Brasilia, the capital, it's estimated 1 million people. And here in São Paulo, they said it was 35,000, but I was there and it wasn't 35,000. I never seen the place that full of people. It was, I think, easy a million too. So, because we have a problem with our Supreme Court here, which is still trying to advance Agenda 21.
Here it is. Can you read this on the screen? Data Bosta, Gloxo. Globolixo e Utras Merdas Jornalecos Meia Boca Vai. What's that?
You just...
Is that good?
You just swore a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh, darn. I'm just looking at this picture. It looks like flowers, but these are people.
These are people, yes. The first one... Yeah, this is... I think it's Brazil. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, Brasília is on the lower end. This on the right is Copacabana. It's in Rio, where Bolsonaro went to talk.
Wow!
Yeah, they're creating a.
What does this say at the top here?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Is this a good tweet or a bad tweet?
No, it's a normal tweet for Brazilian. Brazilians are very outspoken.
Yeah.
Not very polite.
Okay,
but this is the way we talk, and we have an agency who does poll numbers, and it's called Datafolha, and they always say the other guy is winning, and so this guy is saying this is data shit, and Globo is a television station, and Globo. Garbage and other shitty
journalists.
Newspapers or media.
Yeah,
they will have to do something to explain this because
your newspapers are lying about the numbers too, the crowds.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
They say the other guy that got released from jail by the Supreme Court because they're all friends. Has 40% and Bolsonaro has 30%.
So this is a repeat of the Trump Biden thing.
Yeah.
It's a total.
And the other guy can't even go out of his house because everyone just boos him and says he has to go back to jail. And obviously he's winning. So I don't know what's going to happen.
So you think bad things are probably going to happen with.
I don't know.
Because he's sort of your Trump. He's your Trump character. And I don't trust Trump personally either. I think he's on the bad side. Does your president, Bolsonaro, push the vaccine?
No, never. Never. He never pushed. And he spoke against it a lot. And this is why they are attacking him. Because they say everyone died of the stupid virus because of him, because he didn't want to give the quack to people.
All right. And I said this at the beginning, it's going to be checkmate for any leader. There's nothing you can do right. If you don't do it, they'll blame you. If you do it, they will blame you.
What he did, I thought it wasn't very dumb, because he bought the thing. He bought 500 million doses of the thing. But he went on TV, and every time he could, he said, yeah, but they don't guarantee anything. They don't say it's good. They won't pay you if you get sick from it. So he said everything all the time. And they attacked him for that. But he said it to people. Don't be stupid. You have to know what is written in this paper, which was the contract. They won't be liable. He said it. And he didn't take it.
Yeah.
And he said it. I will not take it. So he tried to warn people, which I found better than other political figures who didn't even try to warn the population. I think he couldn't stay in the way, but he also didn't want to just say, it's there, go take it. He tried. At least he tried. I mean, I don't like any politician, but I think in this particular case, I think he did what he could in his place. I don't think he could have done more.
Let me read a couple more out of the group of the comments here. How much time you got, Tiago?
About another 10 minutes.
10 minutes, all right. So we'll keep going here. Well, let me say, Viking Helga, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Good
Thank
chat.
Thanks. I just wanted to help out, but no one else is calling.
It's okay. You can call anytime. I guess they like hearing from you.
That's nice.
All right. Thanks for being a supporter, fake ologist. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bon dia.
Bye.
Bon dia. Oh, yeah. You should have said something more substantial there. We could have really heard give us a whole treatise in Portuguese. It would have been good.
Oh, good. I have to brush up on my Portuguese, but I used to speak really well. I can still speak Portuguese. But
yeah, it's like anything. Yeah. If you don't practice it, it just sort of slips away slowly.
You don't really practice it here in a small town.
No. You're not part of the Sydney Portuguese, whatever you want to call it, hospitality group or...
No. I think I'm the only one. I think I'm the only Portuguese here in Nova Scotia.
And you're in the city closest to Portugal in Canada.
Yeah.
Can't get any closer. Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
I'm hearing sirens outside all over the place. Always sirens. Well, okay, here's one. Canada, my grandma moved into assisted living, had to get quaxed. Yeah, I know. That's the quandary with assisted living. They want to shoot you up right away.
Yeah.
Such a damn, you're just so damned if you do. You need to get in the place. You need the place. And then, anyway, it's terrible. Had to get quacks. First one's organ starts shutting down. She pulls through, gets one more quacks, and then she's dead a couple days later. Husband's grandma, 70, healthy, still working, gets second quack, fell downstairs a couple days later at work from brain aneurysm, dead. Doctors said in BC there were 5 others at hospital. Same thing the next week. Sister-in-law just got diagnosed with cervical cancer, being nurse, having all quacks, 38 years old. Stepmom having heart palpitations constantly. I guess that's arrhythmia, right? Palpitations, arrhythmia?
Yeah, it could be. Or it could be her blood pressure is going up, the high heart rate, yeah.
Oh, okay. Stepmom having heart palpitations constantly. She had 4 quacks and boosters. Works in hospitals. They can't figure things out with her. They can never figure it out. That's crazy, isn't it? We just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's like they just started practicing medicine. They have no clue.
Yeah, they're intentionally targeting the elderly. Yeah, I think it's a pretty wide target, personally. It's the young people, that's the worst. Who did I talk to today? Oh, yeah, I talked to a friend, as I said earlier. And he said the Quacks bus came to the school. And, they announced the Quacks bus was coming to the school. So half the school didn't show up that day, which is good. And of the people that were at the school, it said there were only a couple people lying going into the bus.
Wow. So,
that's pretty good.
Unreal. That is good. It's encouraging. It's encouraging to hear that.
People protecting their children. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. That's a very good positive sign.
It is. Well, the only problem is your group is growing still. If your group was shrinking, and it seems like we're not moving in the right direction with the group. You're getting a little too much action.
Yeah, but that's and it's going to get worse. Like I said, it's an exponential thing, right? Because now, you know, they came out of here in Canada and around, you know, many countries around the world where 6 months old are going to start getting vaccine.
Right.
So they're gonna get it, and you know, these, like I said, the 25% of these hardcore pro-quack parents they're going to be the first ones in line. And you're going to see a multitude, a wave of these children having a whole bunch of problems.
Right. And let's remind everyone, these things are to lessen the effects of a cold.
Yes.
I think as time goes by, everyone's forgetting this is an experimental biological injection being done under emergency use authorization. So it's a test. It's an experiment. It's unproven. And of course, it takes years and years and years to see results of any kind of medication whatsoever. So they're not waiting for that. The latest bivalent injection, allegedly, they said, Dr. Fraudsey said he didn't have time. There's no time to do any tests. I don't even think they tested on gerbils or rabbits or ferrets or anyone. So
that's what I heard. Is that true?
I don't know what's true. I guess it's true because I don't think any of these things have been tested on anybody except people.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
They're being tested, all right. They're being tested on the general public.
Well, you don't get any better feedback because they don't have to pay the guinea pigs. They don't have to pay for any issues with all the guinea pigs. So this is the ultimate fantastic test. Think about it.
Yeah,
they're
very sad.
They're getting very instant sad. Feedback, and most of the. See, the other thing is we used to test it. Well, they gave it to babies and infants and toddlers. They can't report in on what's going on because they don't have language skills. And even if they could talk, if they're disabled by these experiments, by these injections, you're not going to get good feedback because they're young children. Now we're experimenting on older people or everyone else rather, and they can give pretty good feedback. They can describe quite properly what's going on with them and if they can get the information out. So can you imagine what the children would have said over the years if they could talk? What would they have told us? What would they have told us?
It would have been pretty horrible. It would have been horrible things they would have said.
Right. So we probably wouldn't be doing that we wouldn't be injecting children either. And I'm talking about all the other injections. I'm not just talking about this one. I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very sad. But like I said, it's just going to get worse. I think it's going to accelerate and get worse. And the Facebook group Died Suddenly News is just a testament to how big and how bad this is going to get.
Okay, what do you got coming up in the next week with regards to the Died Suddenly group?
We're going to keep things on the up and up, and we're going to keep posting these stories and keep growing.
Okay.
Sunday night, I think I got a podcast with, I think her name is Maria Z.
Okay.
From, I think she does a few segments on InfoWars. So she's big in Australia. Yeah. She's a huge.
Are you putting your schedule up anywhere so we can tune in and give you support?
You know what? I thought about doing that at first, but I'm only doing two more podcasts, and that's it. Other than this, this one is going to be like a weekly every Thursday. But other than that, as soon as she's, I'm done with Maria on Sunday, and then, there's one more smaller one on Tuesday. That's it. I won't be doing any more like, you know, live podcasts with anybody for quite a few months. Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson.
Right.
Reached out and she wants to do one in November.
Oh, okay.
So I might do that. But, you know, doing these podcasts all the time, it's, you know, you get tired and, you know, I got other, you know, other things to do as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a 14-year-old daughter, so, you know, I gotta attend to and, you know, but, yeah, your show, the Fakeologist show, with Tim. Yeah. Every Thursday, same time, same bat channel. And, I don't need to put it. If I was doing like consistent podcasts throughout the whole year, then I would. But I'm only probably going to be doing a couple of more. So.
Oh, okay. I'm just scrolling through the media. This is quite the gruesome picture set on the Died Suddenly group. I don't think I really want to look at all this. This is some a lot of pictures of skin and a lot of toxicity going on there. Nasty, nasty stuff. Don't look at it if you have a weak stomach. It's there's some good graphics, but they're the pictures people post. You don't want to look at them. Okay, well, we're going to close the phone lines. We have a strict hard out today. Obviously, everyone that wanted to call in last week at the last minute, so that's no problem. We will come back on Thursday, next Thursday, and talk some more about this. I'm sure we'll have just as much to talk about. And any closing comments while I try and find the our closing song here?
Are you able and or flexible to maybe do the podcast next Thursday, maybe either an hour later or an hour earlier or an hour later? Is that possible?
An hour later would be better. An hour earlier, it's hard because it's sort of the dinner hour. So yeah, you just... I'll move it around for you. No problem. No problem at all. Whatever you want, brother.
We could do it an hour later. So that'll be 10 p.m. Nova Scotia time.
Yeah.
9 p.m. Toronto, New York time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll keep in touch. You know, you got my email, my Discord, my Facebook, phone number, a million ways to communicate these days. So that's great.
Yeah,
we'll get on it and keep up the good work and have a great weekend. And God save the king, I guess, now.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Tim, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I will catch all of you guys next week.
Yeah, thank you, Tiago. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure you check out Tiago on the Died Suddenly Facebook group. I put his last video with Laurel and Tyler up. You can watch that. And you can... This is the end of the week for the Fakeologist show. We will come back Sunday. If we have a guest, it will be at fakeologist.com/live. I think we have... Oh, Sunday is 9/11. Woohoo! Everyone remember 9/11? I do. And we'll be talking with Mark Tokarski of peaceofmindful.com. He's been following 9/11. And as I said at the beginning of the show, it's been 911 days, apparently, since 3/11/2020. So I was trying to figure out, I said I knew somebody was going to figure out what the significance of 9/8/22 was. And apparently 911 days is the big connection they've made with the numerology. If you believe this is the actual day that they chose on purpose. But anyway, fakeologist.com/donate. And also Saturday morning is the Rick and Rollo show. That's on our Fakeologist audio chat. If you go to the main page, fakeologist.com, and just click on audio chats, or if you go to the top of the blog, you'll see the word audio chat, and that will bring you to... a special page where you can see here how this works, and you can listen to it live, or you can tune in. You can join the Discord at fake11.com/discord. So that's all set up there by Velocet. Thank you so much. And you can join in. And we usually talk most of Saturday. And that's just random people calling in, just chatting with each other about mostly fakeologist kind of stuff. So that's kind of a fun, really informal way to get together. And we also are on Telegram, loosely on Telegram, not really monitored too much, but there are a few people on Telegram. And we have the Fakeologist Forums, which is an old-fashioned threaded system where you can post information and follow our threads. It's quite active, actually. And it says here there are... how many people are in the forums? Okay, it doesn't say right now, I guess. Where is it? It used to be down here. So quite a few people participate. Lots of new messages all the time. So there's tons of ways to communicate and talk about all this stuff. And yeah, that's it. So Diego, thanks again. And we'll talk to everyone later.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.